morning. Today is Wednesday, August the 8th. Joining us this morning, Humboldt County Supervisor, it still sounds good to say it, Ryan Sundberg. Hey, dude.
How you doing, bud?
You know what? Moment by moment is now my response.
Okay.
I've actually had others start to parrot that now, too. So I don't know if that means that I'm a trendsetter or a trend follower.
Well, you're upright. You got the...
Yeah, I'm beating the odds. You brought along a buddy, huh? Did this require kidnapping or not?
A little bit. Maybe threats.
Okay, good.
I came willingly.
Well, introduce him. Come on. Let's get all formal.
Commissioner Eric Howell from the Coastal Commission is visiting, and I talked him into coming and seeing you today with me. And so you can... So I didn't have to take the abuse.
Did it
all
take
alone.
A lot of money?
No,
not too much.
No.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
good.
I just promised him a couple things that I'd vote on.
Oh, okay.
No.
Oh, I'm just gonna start all these rumors
yeah,
for you.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I just pull the pin and then walk away.
Oh, why do we say it this morning? Apple cart. All right. What's the reason we use the phrase upset his apple cart to mean disaster? Any clue, guys?
I mean, it doesn't seem like the end of the world if your apple cart fell over, but do you know?
I don't know.
The apple cart referred to is the human body. Ever since Adam was banished from Eden, man has carried the apple, that is, original sin, within himself. And so to upset a man's apple cart is to upset not only what he's trying to do, but the individual themselves. See, it is a little bit heavier than you thought.
Man, you learn something new every day.
Yeah, well,
I feel smarter already.
Yeah, that's why we're here. So how you doing?
I'm doing good, yeah.
A lot of folks are asking, I'm sure, that you get the question daily, routinely. How you doing?
I am doing good. I am just... working on my new book called What Happened.
What happened and who cares?
Yeah. And nobody cares.
Yeah.
No, I'm doing good. My plan was only to do one more term anyways. And, it's a bummer because, you always want to win. And I don't like having to have Humboldt give up our Coastal Commission seat and then my other seat on the EPA local advisory body. I think I said that wrong.
You're getting the words out. The order's a little rough, but okay. Yep.
So we'll lose a couple of spots that took time in office and relationships built to acquire for Humboldt, but it is what it is. The voters get to do what they want to do, and I completely accept the results, and I'm off looking for my next adventure.
Not really torn up, though, what I'm sensing.
No, I'm not. It is what it is. So I did my best. I ran the best campaign I could. I worked as hard as I could in the job, and it's either good enough or it's not. And no, I'll put my energy into something else where I can make a difference, hopefully.
Eric, how long have you been on the Coastal Commission?
I've been on since 2014, so 4.5 years.
Good.
You didn't even have to take your shoes off to count that high.
Yeah. I don't mean to spring these questions on you real fast.
I should have expected that one.
Yeah. When there is turnover on the Coastal Commission. Yeah, and obviously there's going to be, whether it's based on the polling or whether it's based just on an individual's deciding not to. What does that mean to the commission? Is there a stall? Is there a latency period? Does it concentrate the power with the individuals who are there? How does that one play out?
Because the Coastal Commission has turnover typically, you don't do all that. Well, you do two terms, and a quarter of them are appointed by the Assembly. A quarter are appointed by the Speaker Pro Tem of the Senate, and then a quarter are at the pleasure of the governor. And Ryan and I were both governor's appointees. So there's always some flux because the terms are staggered, and you know, with elections and turnover. The commission, it may change slightly the direction that it goes, but mostly it's a stable body in terms of the policies. Of course, we're going to miss Ryan, but he's still influential statewide.
I see. Well, I know who's paying for lunch now.
Well, the Coastal Act is also written pretty detailed, you know, and so we have, no matter who's in there, you still have to go refer back to the Coastal Act and see if it either fits within it or not. And you know,
well, so what the setup was, guys, is how much power is in the commission, how much is in the staff? Because I know that was always one of the challenges and the concerns when term limits came in, was that it wasn't, while you're going to have new bodies electing, the people that are feeding the people the information, mm-hmm. it now is really concentrating because you don't have that institutional knowledge in the individual who's elected. It's with staff.
What do you think?
I feel very good these days about where the commission and the staff are together. Is I think there's been periods where policies and decisions have been far more staff-driven than commission-driven or collaborative. The staff make recommendations, the commission makes decisions.
And it's still, the system is functional in that way.
I've never seen it more functional than it is today.
Perfect. Again, you know, it seems like it's easy to stun this guy. I know why you're buddies with him. Uh-huh. KINS, News and Information, it's 819.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music, ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, Billy Joel, and the Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio, easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music, easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 824. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Ryan Sundberg and his buddy Eric Howell from Southern California.
Central. I hate to correct you.
South of San Francisco, in real guy territory, Southern California.
We're north of Point Conception, Central Coast.
Yeah.
You're in Humboldt right now, though, so you're Southern California.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, those goofballs that call Fresno Northern California, we're just trying to say what it is, that's all.
You didn't see the sign when you drove in?
Yeah, he's still looking for the Redwood National Park sign, too. You go round and round looking for that one.
Okay.
Newton B. Drury, my eye.
Oh.
I've
never looked for it. Apparently you have.
Well, I must be spending more time in the 5th District than you are.
I just haven't ever looked for the sign. I mean, my goodness.
Oh, what's the big thing that's out there for the Coastal Commission right now? Is it a specific project, or is it a type of projects, or is it something else?
What do you think? One of the big projects is that the governor has given money to counties and cities to update their local coastal plans, and it is not fun when someone doesn't have a local coastal plan, right? Because every single thing comes to the commission. If someone builds a deck, comes to the commission.
Really?
Or it's fences.
It's that granular if that county doesn't have one, or the city?
Yes. So Venice is an example of Los Angeles doesn't have a local coastal plan, so virtually everything in Venice comes to the commission.
How can they not, whether it's legally or ethically, take your pick, doesn't matter, how can they apparently I've stepped into something here because I got two smiling faces. how can a county that large not have a coastal plan? Or do they just back away because they don't want the hassle of going through the process?
I think my conspiracy theory is that they don't want the headache of all these decisions, and they may just say, hey, Coastal Commission, you guys take all the controversy. But I don't know. That may be just a conspiracy theory from being there for a year.
We've been pleading with them for years. They've been giving grants. I don't know what to say.
Do they have a planning commission?
They do.
Huh? So they get the concept. They just don't
Sure.
They just don't want the hassle then.
Oh, or they interesting. They're working on one, right? That's what I was told.
I don't even speculate anymore. Okay. But we have all these old local coastal plans too that need to be updated, and there's money and grants that counties and cities can apply for that will help them update their local coastal plan. Coastal staff is really helpful as well in terms of updating local coastal plans.
So what's the issue then? They just don't feel the need? I'm curious, you know, if the money is there.
No, I think they feel the need. I think it's probably, you know, it's a lot bigger. They have a lot of different opinions, and it's really controversial, and it's probably just tough slogging to try and come to some agreement.
Well, it certainly couldn't take 20 to 25 years to develop a local planning document, could it?
You'd be surprised.
It has.
It has. Okay.
But short-term rentals are interesting topic that the commission wrestles with.
So similar to what Trinidad is dealing with then? We
passed theirs already.
Well, but I mean, the concept of somebody coming in, renting a place for a week and just tearing up the neighborhood because it's a rental and, you know, they're here on spring break. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Exactly.
As a parallel argument on this.
But there's also a good argument to be made for this provides low-cost accommodations that wouldn't be available for people coming to the coast as well.
But is that a concern of governmental entities?
Well, it's a part of the Coastal Act that you want to have access to the ocean. And so they're updating their local coastal plans to make it really tight on vacation rentals. So the commission tries to balance out the competing interests so that people can still come to the ocean and be able to afford it.
So access means rental?
You ruin a neighborhood by having too many vacation rentals in one area, and you're basically operating a business in a neighborhood. You know, so it's a tough one, huh?
It's every single month. I think it is part of our mission to provide public access. Some places are better at it than others.
I guess for a lot of us, access means a trail to the beach. You have a parking lot, a trail, okay, now you have access. Doesn't mean that you can hang out there for a period of time. Or does it?
There is a wide range of opinions on that.
I see. So I would be in the redneck end of this.
you very would. Yes, yeah. You would. Yeah. And then, you know, we've got people in, you know, the down south who live 20 miles from the beach, and they're in really poor neighborhoods and that kind of thing, and they never, you know, they never go to the beach because they can't afford it.
That sounds like a public transportation issue.
It is. It's just an issue, right? And it comes up. So
every month it comes up virtually.
Yeah. And somehow government should be providing all folks not only access to, but the ways and means to.
Well, but Ryan's
whether it's
right.
For the trees or the beach or the rivers or the ocean or Utah.
I live in Barstow. How do I get access to the beach?
Fly into LAX, take a cab to Venice, and then walk out on the beach. Or flight.
Turn around.
Oh, wait.
Go back?
Ryan, we made it. We both blew that one. You get your direct flight from LAX to Humboldt County.
there you go.
See, okay. Yeah. You guys really do need me on that commission.
And then call Brian. He'll pick you up, take you to the beach.
Hey, there's these things called Uber that are driving around now, too. A whole different dynamic. But I suppose you guys have got some of those challenges with the Airbnbs also. Mm-hmm. Same types of things, you know, non-conforming use. See, I remember these phrases.
Wow.
I mean, I like them, but I remember them. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:30.
we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Ryan Sundberg and Eric Howell from the California. Both of you guys are from the commission. Huh. Commissioners.
I'm from a lot of places.
Yeah. You know, and your mantra is not to hang around too long.
Yeah. And pretty soon I'll be from one.
That's right. Hometown kid again.
Yeah.
Eric, what's the biggest thing that you see in Southern California bubbling up? What if there was a topic in the city of Pismo Beach, what is the topic right now?
Well, Pismo Beach is a town of 8,000 people, and short-term vacation rentals are a major issue. We're also dealing with climate change and sea level rise, and the fact that a lot of our cliffs are falling into the ocean because of sea level rise, and this is going to be a commission issue going forward too, which I think Ryan is going to be able to participate in, is what qualifies as existing structures. Do we do managed retreat?
Is that the whole seawall thing?
Seawalls, yes. Mm-hmm. Riprap, eroding concrete. Do you fill in sea caves?
And then there's a lot of infrastructure homes that are built right up to these
right.
bluffs.
Well, these are the guys that we hear about during the mudslide season too.
Yes.
You can tell there's a lot of sympathy at this end of the state.
Yeah. So, vacation rentals are on our agenda this week, right? For Pismo Beach?
The Pismo Beach vacation rental ordinance is on the agenda this month.
Why is that not a city or a county determination? I mean, if one wants it or one doesn't want it, why isn't it just a real local issue? Why is it going up to a state regulatory body?
So the way it works is if you have a local coastal plan, then the local body makes all the decisions, but it can be appealed to the Coastal Commission. So in Pismo Beach, they've made a decision on what they want to do with vacation homes, but they need to update their local coastal plan to execute it. That local coastal plan has to be signed off by the Coastal Commission there, so that's why it's on our agenda.
So this isn't the appeal process like it is in the courts. You get a local, you don't like it, you bump it up, you don't like that determination, you just keep going until you get what you like.
Well, someone can, I mean, even if they have a local coastal plan and someone doesn't like the project, and it happens all the time, anybody can appeal a project to the full commission.
So why bother having a local coastal plan that is enforceable if it can always be circumvented?
Well, because if
they didn't, Sundberg.
Well, if they didn't, every single project would be in front of the commission, and we already have three-day meetings, and some of them go past midnight.
So it could be a consent calendar, right, where you do a vast majority of those things that aren't being contested, and then you deal.
Well, we don't deal with every issue. So when things get appealed, it's because presumably they're in violation of the local coastal plan. But also the commission, by a vote of the commission and recommendation of the staff, decides what's a substantial issue. So when you have hearings, there's two parts. Is there a substantial issue? And
so you guys can dismiss it even if somebody appeals and go, nah.
Yeah, and it takes 2 seconds.
Suck it up, buddy, and move on.
Yeah, we're not dealing with this. And then if the commission chooses to have a de novo hearing on it, typically that happens later, but sometimes it's at the same time. But that's why it's so important to have the local coastal plans updated so that they reflect the current reality of where everybody's at, what the uses are, and where the communities want to be.
With the overlay of BLM, state parks, national parks, county parks, all these governmentally owned properties already in place that are handled differently, what percentage of the coastline of California is subject to what you guys deal with?
Most of it, probably.
Those aren't necessarily set-asides. So if BLM does something crazy in Oreck,
they still have to
be appealed.
They still have to get a permit. You know, we're dealing with out where the sand dunes are. That's
Oceano State Parks.
Yeah, maybe tell them about that and how that
I
works.
I thought it didn't matter anything south of San Francisco.
You're right. let's focus on the lagoons. BLM took that place over. I was driving with somebody a couple weeks ago who hadn't been here in 15 years. Said, "Where's all the RVs? Where's the town? Where's the cools?" Said, "Oh, it's BLM property now. They don't want anybody there. It's gone. It's over."
Wait, they don't want anybody there?
No. So with something like that, can we come back and appeal now a past decision and say, by golly, we want this back. The economy that was promised to go has left, but it didn't stick around. It's just gone. Is that, do you guys ever get those types of appeals, like a historical decision?
Well, there's a lot of permits that are required for, you know, for changing of uses. And I don't think that the commission could ever go back and say, well, no.
We screwed up?
Yeah, I can't picture that. But on the other hand is, I don't know the specifics of this one, but it would take looking at the permit to see if everything was properly permitted.
So it would have to be them not complying rather than going back and revisiting something. Because that could probably
it would be interesting to go back and look at what they did apply for to make that decision. Because I don't remember that ever being on anything. It was just kind of happened, right?
That's very now good. You got homework, too.
Hey, thanks.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:40.
SoCal just got a whole lot closer. No, we're not talking about some big, scary geological event. It's way cooler and with much less tectonic shifting. Starting in June, flying to LA will be quicker than ever with United Airlines' new nonstop flights from Humboldt County. That's right, no stops between here and there. Ascend, descend, and you're landing, like in just a couple hours. So it's kind of like LA is just down the road a piece. So what are you waiting for? Check it out at flyhumboldt.org.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:46. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Ryan Sundberg and Eric Cowell. Guys, what is the big difference between, Eric, your home territory and, Ryan, your home territory? I mean, is it the physicalness? Is it the economics? Is it something? What is it if somebody was to say one versus the other?
If I had to say one word, it'd be density. That's just how many people, right? Cause this is a lot more spread out, it seems like, here. But you've got your places where it's spread out down there, huh?
Yeah, Pismo Beach is 8,000 people. San Luis Obispo is maybe 40,000 people. We're not particularly dense.
Huh?
You've got beautiful forest up here. What I can appreciate is one of the things that I think both our communities have in common is public access. I can appreciate that you can go to the beach whenever you want to in Pismo Beach. You can go to the beach whenever you want to here.
You got to drive 5 minutes.
Well, some places, there's limits on, some places they shut down the beaches at dusk, from dusk to dawn.
Well, doesn't Clam Beach do that?
No.
Isn't there a curfew on it?
No, I believe the only one that has a curfew is Mad River Beach now.
Just Mad River? Okay.
Yeah, because there were so many problems out there.
Yeah, it's more of an issue of people than it is anything else, yeah.
Well, and the remoteness of it, you know, was part of it.
I heard about that.
Eric, oh, I see.
Eric voted.
Apparently, you guys voted on that one, huh?
We did. Uh-huh. He voted yes, so we're still friends.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Is there a big looming issue that you see in front of the Coastal Commission? Something that isn't necessarily driven out of Sacramento, but just a reoccurrence. You mentioned the vacation rentals is one of those. I'm thinking more, yeah, if it's the modeling for sea level rising.
That's okay. Probably the biggest one is they're going to have to figure out where to protect. Because when they put the protection in, the seawall or what have you, it ruins the beach. You know, there's evidence.
Well, yeah, it just changes it. Well, you got a different structure going on.
Well, it just changes how the sand moves and all that, and it basically wipes the beach out. And so the Coastal Commission in the future is going to have to figure out where to protect and where to retreat, and you know, have those tough conversations.
Is there the
is that probably
monitoring in place to make sure that it is accurate, so that there aren't a ton of dollars and time being spent on something that may not actually be happening?
Well, of course not.
I honestly don't see that many beaches increasing when I go up and down the coast. I see beaches decreasing. I see cliffs falling.
You guys got to be here during Trinidad in wintertime and then come back this time of the year. You'll see new beach. It's about like 20 feet deeper.
Well, it's a lot different here, though, than as you move down south.
There a state recognition of the difference of the between here and other parts of the state?
There will be, yeah.
And there is. North of Mendocino Point, I think that the topography is different. And, you know, as a state...
That's Northern California to you, Southern California guys.
But statewide, water is always going to be an issue, sure. And desalinization is going to be in front of us.
That's the one I was thinking that you were going to be coming up with. But hey, we've run out of time, so I was wrong. Thanks for coming out, guys.
Thanks.
See everybody tomorrow.